Great Barrier Reef tour operators say they're disgusted by a decision to allow the dumping of dredge spoil in the reef marine park area. Nearly 3 million cubic metres of spoil will be tipped in the marine park as part of the Abbot Point coal port expansion near Bowen. Permission was granted yesterday by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority with 47 strict conditions. AM's Lucy Carter reports.
Jan Claxton has owned and run a business called Ocean Rafting in the Whitsunday Islands for 13 years.
We take over 100 people a day out to visit the wonderful Whitsunday Islands, and we go snorkeling and bushwalking, return them as happy people, having learnt something about our reef and our Whitsunday Islands.
She says the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority's decision to allow the dumping of dredge spoil came as a shock.
I've always assumed that Gwumpa, as custodians of our reef, would be the final say and only consider the environment with any decision they make, and obviously this has not been the case at all, because it's black and white. If they were considering the environment, they wouldn't even give them an option of dumping dredge spoil in the reef.
Economists have estimated that the Great Barrier Reef contributes $6.4 billion a year to Australia and employs more than 60,000 people. But the Chief Executive Officer of Ecotourism Australia, Rod Hillman, says he believes this dredging decision won't just affect tourism on the reef.
You look at all the marketing collateral and the campaigns that Tourism Australia use, and the main feature is Australia's natural advantage. We've got all these national parks, we've got the unique animals, fantastic landscapes. People will only read the headlines from overseas. They will see that these kind of decisions seem to be saying that the Australian government doesn't care. So if the Australian government doesn't care, why should they?
When the Marine Park Authority announced the decision yesterday, they assured stakeholders that there will be safeguards to ensure the reef won't be adversely affected. More than a dozen conditions have been imposed, including limits on when the spoil can be dumped, a long-term water quality monitoring plan, and compensation for commercial fishers. Alan Grundy runs tour company Explore Whitsundays and says he doesn't believe these conditions will protect his business.
From a tourism operator's perspective, my concerns, particularly in relation to the quality of the water and the health of the Great Barrier Reef, it's already declining. The reef can't stand any more sediments.
Tony Brown is the president of the Whitsunday Charter Boat Industry Association.
There's a 20% probability that the spoil can head towards the direction of the Whitsundays. There's a lot of sedimentation locally, and that's a real concern for water quality. So workplace health and safety issues for diving, obviously, with visibility. UNESCO, if they put Barrier Reef on a endangered list, that would be detrimental to tourism, not only for the Whitsundays, for the whole Barrier Reef, and probably for the whole of Australia.
All of the tour operators contacted by AM indicated that they were looking at legal action and planned to speak with local politicians. Tour operator Alan Grundy says overseas visitors have already expressed disappointment in the decision.
The reef is World Heritage listed and it's one of the seven wonders of the world, so people are surprised that it's being used for industrial oil dumping. The customers that come here are here to visit the reef and to snorkel and dive on it. They all remember the movie Finding Nemo. They come here to see that, and unfortunately it is, you know, under stress.
Great Barrier Reef tour operator Alan Grundy, ending that report from Lucy Carter.